Welcome to this audio edition of HCP Steward. Today we're speaking with Roland Ruiz, who is the general manager for the Edwards Aquifer Authority and recently began his stint as the chairman for the HCP Implementing Committee. Here's our interview with Roland. So Roland, there was a ton of work that was done as part of the HCP in 2015. You know, what stands out for you as highlights of the program for the past year?
Well, I think the thing that stands out for me in 2015 was the fact that we actually had to fully implement some of these programs to help us get through the tail end of the drought. So the fact that VSPO was full, we had completed that, and we had actually had to suspend that water in 2015, I think was a big indicator of success. And coupled with that, the fact that the aquifer storage and recovery program seemed to take off. All of a sudden, we were seeing people coming to us wanting to put water in that program, whereas in years prior, we really struggled a little bit to draw attention to that program. So between VSPO and ASR, I think we made tremendous progress in 2015 in kind of solidifying the idea that the HCP was indeed going to be successful and could indeed get us through a drought. Because really, there at the tail end of this most recent drought, it did. It helped tremendously.
Yeah. And so to remind everybody about what VSPO is and, you know, what took place last year, because that was a first.
Right. VSPO, of course, is our voluntary irrigation suspension program. And it's a program whereby farmers with irrigated agricultural lands can voluntarily enroll some of their water in this program, and they agree then to suspend that water if certain triggers are met in aquifer conditions, if aquifer levels get low enough. And aquifer levels got low enough in 2015 that we actually had to suspend that water. And so that was that program has a little more than 40,000 acre feet of water enrolled in it. And so that's 40,000 acre feet that came off the table that was not pumped because of that program. That's above and beyond what everybody was already doing because of critical period cutbacks, because of conservation. So it's a significant chunk of water that wasn't used.
Okay, good deal. So moving on, there are so many diverse interests across the region, but, you know, the HCP team and the leadership group, you know, all seem to be headed in the same direction now. How challenging has it been in balancing all of these diverse interests?
I think when you put the HCP in the context of the decades of kind of posturing and debate that went on around the Edwards issue itself, we're just eons ahead of where we once were in terms of coming together as a region and compromising on what the final solution was going to be to this issue about how we're going to manage the Edwards, how we're going to comply with federal law, the Endangered Species Act. So I think in the early going, as the ERIP process got underway back in 2007 or so, that's where all the heavy lifting took place, when those, you know, 80-plus stakeholders came together and started to kind of chip away at issues that had long divided people and were able to kind of, out of all that, find common ground. Now, where we are today, it seems like we would never get there, but really we're mainly operational. We're not really, the big decisions have been made, and we're implementing those big decisions now. And you see it in the success of programs like the ASR and the VSPO and you know, habitat restoration around the spring systems. So we're just in a different place than we've ever been before in the region, and I think it's a good thing for the region because we have that assurance now that we have a solution in place that's workable, that people have agreed to, and at least as far as the Edwards go, we know how much we have.
So the HCP is really only a few years old, as you mentioned, as being in operations. What's your general assessment of how things have been going, and, you know, what's the assessment looking forward?
I think things have been going very well with the HCP, and I think it's again, I go back and give credit to the individuals and the entities that came together through the ERIP process and kind of laid the foundational work that now we're working off of. So it's easier now for us, to look at the program and implement it and say that things are going well. They are going well today, but it's because a lot of people did a lot of hard work early on to give us kind of the groundwork on which we're now building this program. So It's, like I say, largely operational now, and that's a good place to be.
Yeah. So you're going to be the chairman of the implementing committee this coming year in 2016, or this year, I should say. So are there a few projects that we should be looking out for and watching for this year?
I think the one key area that we still have to kind of put a bow on is on the refugia. We still don't have the long-term refugia in place. We did a good job of finding an interim solution with the interim salvage refugia, but I think that refugia product is the last real major thing that we need to get done, and I anticipate that we'll get it done this year in 2016. Moving forward, though, I think we're going to have to start laying the groundwork for what the phase two decision-making process will look like, and we've already kind of started down that path. But we need to re-educate ourselves, I think, as the implementing committee and the leadership group on go back and look at what our original charge was through the incidental take permit and through the funding management agreement that we all agreed to, and start working towards that through the phase two process. So I think we need to kind of bring to a closure the refugia and get that in place, and then we need to look ahead to the future, to phase two, and start laying the groundwork for phase two.
And what's the timing on phase two?
When we get to 2018, 2019 is when we start really taking on the phase two process, and that's about halfway into the incidental take permit, which is a 15-year permit. So when we get to year seven, which will be around that time frame, is really when we need to decide what, if any, changes need to be made. Or maybe we've done enough and what we're doing has worked really, really well, maybe even better than we thought. So that's what that work will be. So not only looking forward, but also taking a look at how effective the programs have been or how effective they haven't been, where they've come up short, and just shoring them up.
Thanks for your time and comments.
No, thank you.